With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One person is dead and multiple others injured after a gunman opened fire at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania during the college's homecoming weekend. The university's police chief, Mark Partee, confirmed at a news conference that one person was killed in the shooting, six others wounded, taken to a hospital. One suspect was taken into custody, according to police. Lincoln University is a historically black college and university and is located about 45 miles southwest of Philadelphia, about 25 miles west of Wilmington, Delaware. President Trump is on a fast-paced three-country tour in Asia.
President Trump is heading to Asia for his first trip this term to the continent, where he's expected to try to strike up investment deals, work through trade talks, and further some peace efforts. The main event, a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in South Korea. Trump left the White House late Friday night for a long-haul flight that has him arriving in Malaysia on Sunday morning, the first stop on a three-country sprint. Trump will also meet with Japan's new Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi. I'm Julie Walker.
There's renewed hope for lower oil prices. The Trump administration has finalized a plan to open Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to potentially more oil and gas drilling.
President Trump, in his address to Congress earlier this year,
drill, baby, drill.
Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts passed over the summer called for at least four lease sales within the refuge over a 10-year period.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth, and by far.
The decision renews the debate over whether to drill in one of the nation's wilderness areas. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he plans to hike tariffs on imports of Canadian goods by an extra 10% because of an ad that aired in the province of Ontario. This is SRN News. California continues to promote the gay agenda.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are hoping and helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations, also another $560,000 from the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. Church spokeswoman Betty Havis says that there are people that we want to help to get to full recovery, which is many years down the road. This is SRN News. National Guard deployments in Washington, D.C. and Portland, Oregon are the focus of new court hearings.
No National Guard troops are expected to be deployed in Portland, Oregon for at least several days after a temporary federal appeals court decision Friday. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington, D.C. is weighing whether to pull more than 2,000 troops off the streets of the nation's capital. The deployments are the latest in an array of lawsuits and overlapping rulings prompted by President Trump's push to send the military into Democratic-run cities despite fierce resistance from mayors and governors. Troop deployment remains blocked in the Chicago area, where all sides are waiting to see if the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes to allow it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A new study suggests fitness apps may be hurting your fitness journey. The British Journal of Health Psychology reports that researchers found people feeling a bit of blame and shame when it comes to using fitness apps, and these emotions can harm both motivation and health. The study analyzed nearly 14,000 posts. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.